Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast on Resurrection Sunday.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth.
And you know what the Lord would say to us today?
What?
Do not be afraid.
That's exactly right.
Jeremiah 51:46. Jeremiah 51:46 says, "Do not lose heart or be afraid when rumors are heard in the land. One rumor comes this year, another next. Rumors of violence in the land and of ruler against ruler."
Hallelujah.
But we have someone who has our back.
As soon as we finish this call, I'm going to start listening to He Is Risen.
Oh, I like that song, too.
I do, too.
That will be our song of the get dressed in the morning.
That's it.
Okay.
Resurrection power changed everything.
Yes, it did.
I got resurrection power this very hour.
That's it.
And so do you. He is risen. So let's celebrate. We want you to write down this next statement. This is the day that changed everything.
That's right.
This is the day that changed everything.
It really did.
On this day where we spend eternity, changed. On this day, how we live our lives now, changed. On this day, we gain victory over sickness, disease, addiction, affliction, and poverty. But truthfully, our celebration should be daily, and not just one Sunday a year. Easter should be a time of shouting for Christians. We have the same resurrection power that brought Jesus out of the tomb.
Think of that.
And it's being loosed in our lives.
Daily, if we want it.
People who get saved today, they'll spend eternity with Jesus. And that's no April Fool's joke. We pray for those already saved to catch fire of the Holy Ghost.
That's right. Fresh fire.
We walk through those. We walk with and pray with those battling sickness and disease to be instantly healed and to be able to walk in church today.
That's right.
Or if they need it and get it at church, to walk out healed. John 15:16, King James Bible. "You've not chosen me, but I've chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, that your fruit should remain. That whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you." We pray for believers to fully understand and embrace those four words found in John 15:16. They are, "I have chosen you."
If you are born again,
He chose you.
He chose you, that's right.
John 15:16 and the New Living Translation says, "You didn't choose me. I chose you. I appointed you to go and produce lasting fruit, so the Father will give you whatever you ask for, using my name." See, God not only chose us, but he gives us resurrection power. And here are seven things you all know.
Number one, ask Jesus to forgive you of any and all of your unrighteousness, because you know what? You can.
That's right.
1 John 1:9, Classic Amplified says, "If we freely admit that we have sinned and confess our sins, he is faithful and just, true to his own nature and promises, and will forgive our sins, dismiss our lawlessness, and continuously," see that? I forget what they call participle or whatever.
Yeah.
Continuously cleanse from all unrighteousness everything not in conformity to his will and purpose, thought, and action. To become righteous, we were actually unrighteous first and then became righteous. And if we lose it, then we can be righteous again.
That's right.
The point of it is we were sinners. And now we are born again and able to receive all righteousness. We need to rejoice, jump up, and shout that we can, that the Lord God will cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Yes.
We don't have to be perfect. We just need to ask for forgiveness, and then we become righteous. And that is really what Resurrection Sunday is all about. And that is something to shout about. I mean, literally, jump up and shout and praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Number two, make a written declaration of your determination to change. Change, real change, lasting change, As we often say, it's not a function of a calendar or a politician, no matter how well-intentioned. Change must first start in us. Then it will begin to flow through us. Ephesians 4:23, the Living Bible. Now your attitudes and thoughts must be constantly changing for the better. We want you to make this written declaration, then confess it until it becomes a reality in your life. For instance, I, Bev, this April 9th, do solemnly and boldly proclaim my decision to live my life differently than it's been in the past.
Amen.
I do hereby commit my signature as evidence to God and others that I'm changing now.
Praise his name.
Hallelujah.
Mm. Number three, create a daily confession for a breakthrough in the area of your greatest need. Start today. Your confession should be about who you want to become, not who you are, or about the habits that you want, and about the habits you want to create or change. That's what you're looking for. Romans 4:17, Classic Amplified says, as it is written, I've made you the father of many nations. He was appointed our father in the sight of God in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and speaks of the non-existent things that he has foretold and promised as if they already existed. So when he's done something in the word for us and we claim it, then it will come to become a reality in our lives. There's a mental commitment and a spiritual dynamic that takes place when we speak to those things that are not as though they were.
Glory.
When God promised it,
hallelujah,
he meant it.
Thank you, Jesus. Number four, do one good thing for somebody else every day. Keep a journal of who it is, what you did, their reaction as well as yours. Romans 12:8, New Living Translation. If your gift is to encourage others, be encouraging. Truthfully, we feel that every believer has the gift of encouragement. A kind word spoken in season will make the day in life sweeter for every person you meet. Purpose in your heart to make this step a reality in your daily life. And one more thing. Can you imagine the joy at the end of the day, the week, the month, or the year, and looking back and the people God has allowed you to encourage? Talk about a real blessing.
Number five, keep a journal of how God has blessed you each day.
Yes.
You should also faithfully keep the blessing journal, we like to call it, detailing the great things that happened to you during the day. Regardless of how your day has gone, you know you have something to rejoice over. If nothing else, and I mean nothing else you feel like has been going your way, you have the ability to hear our voice or read the words that you're writing. The list of your daily blessings should also be recorded in the same manner as your giving journal. We've already talked about that on other days. Frankly, we recommend that it be the last thing you do each night before you go to bed, because truthfully, that will help you to appreciate what's been going on and sleep better. Matter of fact, we guarantee you'll sleep better if you end your day by praising God for what he's done. Not only will your journal give you a better night's rest, it's a key to overcoming and winning the attacks against the enemy, like is found in Revelation 12:11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death.
Wow. Number six, write down one quote, statement of scripture that motivated you today, and share it with seven friends. First, make a list of those seven friends. Second, decide how you will communicate to quote the statement of the scripture. Third, decide the timing and frequency. For instance, we recommend you pick a certain time each day, so it'll be something your friends look forward to. We also recommend that you send only one message of encouragement each day. Fourth, post a statement, quote, or scripture on your social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, etc. If you can add a photograph on the social media sites, it will increase your likes. Social media will allow you to share it with even more people, but always send a message to your friends before posting it online. Fifth, don't send messages, hear this now, don't send messages to change your friends. Send messages that change you. Six, keep a log of what you sent, when and what, if any, feedback you received. And seventh, allow your friends to compliment you for your messages without you asking for it. Remember, you're doing this as unto the Lord and not unto yourself.
That's right. Number seven, resurrection power is available to those who believe and act in faith. The promises are released by faith.
That's right.
This morning, the Lord started, bringing to us scripture after scripture, dealing with his power, his authority, and that he's the fact that he's delegated it to us as believers. We want to share that with you. He has given all of us the authority to deal with every situation we face. Matthew 28:18, one of my favorite scriptures, says, "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." That means the enemy doesn't have any if we don't give him any. In Luke 10:19, another incredible scripture, says, "Behold, I give you unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Those words power interpreted, the first power is authority to tread, and the second power is abilities over the enemy. So that gives you, and he, nothing is by any means able to hurt you. Matthew 10:11 says, "And when he called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases." We need to be reminded that that same resurrection power he gave to them before he died is available to all of us since he died, and it can flow through you freely. Matthew 9:8 says, "But when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, which had given such power unto me."
Honey, let's add Ephesians 3:20 to this.
Yes.
"Now to him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly,
yes,
above all that we ask or think."
Think of that.
"According to the power that worketh in us."
That worketh in us.
If you want the resurrection power of God flowing through you, your trust and focus should always be on him. On this Resurrection Sunday and every day after and thereafter, God has chosen you to be about his kingdom business. And it's time to get started.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Mm.
Happy Resurrection Sunday.
Absolutely. Join us tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern.
Yes.
For
Rich Thoughts TV, hallelujah.
It's going to make you shout tonight.
That's right.
I promise you that. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, again tonight, 6 p.m.
And tomorrow, 8:30 Eastern?
Every day.
That's right. God bless you, and keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.